Now, time to tackle your home improvement queries. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Mr. DIY Angelo D'Ambrosio of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants and Paint Project Management, especially when he brings his dog Enzo with him. So they're both with us. Ciao, Enzo, and hello, Angelo.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, and yourself?
Yeah, better. Much good. Better than the last time.
Good. Glad to have you back and in good fiddle. And it is a specialist segment today focusing on upholstery. Delighted to welcome our specialist guests, Michelle Tebbs and Bronwyn Palmer of Ascot Upholstery. Thank you so much for coming in to join us today and welcome.
Thank you.
We are going to be taking, of course, your questions. If you've got questions about recovering a couch, protecting the fabric on the furniture you've already got, whether to replace or recover, anything like that, please get dialing on 021-446-0567. You can also leave a voice note on 072-567-1567 or send an SMS to 31567. Before we take any questions, though, please tell us a little bit about the company itself, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Pippa.
It's a great pleasure.
Ascot is a fairly old company. It's been around for 25 years. I think maybe a bit longer. I took it over 15 years ago.
Okay.
We're a small company. We've got 8 highly skilled staff members who create magic every day. I was in the fashion industry before starting that.
Okay.
Our clothes tend to end up in a cupboard, whereas our upholstery is on show for everyone. So I found that
good point.
Great fun. At least we get to see what we do every day.
Yep.
I'm hands-on. I'm in the factory every day. Bronwyn runs the factory for me. I'm out seeing clients. It's just the most rewarding job, just to see such talented guys doing their skill every day. Very rewarding. We help with anything from fabric to refurbishing. We can do your woodworking for you. Yeah, we really try and cover every spectrum to make it a one-stop visit.
Okay. And Bronwyn, where is the factory actually located?
We're in Pardon Island on Auckland Street.
Okay. And do clients come to the factory itself to discuss fabric choices and that sort of thing with you on site?
Yes, they do. We have a large fabric library. Mm-hmm. And we, with Michelle being so amazing in her choices of fabric, we are able to assist immediately, make choices so much easier, because sometimes choosing fabric is really daunting. But with the guidance of Michelle and also knowing the trends, current trends, it becomes a one-stop shop.
Angelo wants to jump in.
Yes. Because I've been through the process.
Yeah.
And I know how difficult it is to actually get the right quantity of material or fabric that you need, because that, you know, you've the couch, etc., what do you need, sizes, and it's actually quite a, you walk in there and you go, I want to redo my couch. Well, okay, how big is the couch? What do you want to wrap it around? You know, redo the sponge, for example. And so there's quite a lot to do. And I'm actually, you know, you think upholstery, but there's a lot to it.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what happens is you go in saying, I want to redo the couch, and we've redone the couch, but now we need to redo the curtains to match the new couch, and then that makes you go for the next couch. It's a never-ending story once you get started. What kinds of fabric do you work with, Michelle?
Mainly upholstery fabric, because obviously it needs to be the right weight to withstand constant use. We supply fabrics from most of the fabric houses. But mainly I think the most important thing with upholstery is that it's the right weight. You cannot use a curtaining or a silk or a fabric that's not going to withstand being sat on every day.
Because as much as it might look beautiful, it's only going to look beautiful for a week or two before it starts showing signs of wear, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. And another quite important thing is people don't think that the sun shines in through their windows. So that's quite a good thing to remember sometimes too. Beautiful outdoor fabrics which can be used indoor.
That's such a good tip.
Yeah,
and I'm speaking from hard personal experience on that one, because I've had that experience with our bedroom fabrics of half the duvet fading to a different color because of the sun exposure.
UV. Yeah. The UV is we have a really strong UV in the Western Cape, and it affects everything. I don't see a reason why it wouldn't affect upholstery as well.
Now, the big question I'm guessing is that we have to start with is when to reupholster and when to buy new. Obviously, you believe in reupholstering where possible. It's what you do. But how do you advise clients when it comes to making that decision?
Look, I think the first thing is it of sentimental value to you? We have a lot of clients who come in and they've inherited it, or it's their grandmother's, or mm-hmm. they were given it as a gift. I think that, first and foremostly, is what will help you make a decision. Yeah. And then I think comfort. Comfort is really important. We love the new style. We love the new designs, but sometimes they're not that great. And I would strongly advise to recover. It's you've got your comfort. You know what you're getting. It's the way to go.
So, again, I'm going to speak from personal experience here. It can totally transform even a very old scruffy couch into something that looks like it was bought in the shops yesterday. And if you've got that scruffy old couch, it's old and scruffy for a reason. It's because it's been comfortable to sit on and lie on and watch TV on. And it doesn't have to live in its 1980s pink shade as it was. You can really rejuvenate. I mean, are there any limitations on putting new on? Because you're taking off what was there before in its entirety, right?
Absolutely. No, there's no limitations. You can even change the legs on the couch. You can change the look of the cushions, put feather in, make them soft and comfortable rather than a hard block of foam. You can add studs, you can de-button. It's endless.
And it's personal taste, right?
Well, exactly.
I mean, I've got two old chairs. Okay, so confession, I didn't do it. My wife did it. She took these two beautiful old chairs that she found, and she had them recovered in fabric, three different types of fabric overlapping themselves. It is amazing. I mean, she's really good, but it's amazing. And it is so comfortable. It's a big, sturdy chair. You just sit in it, almost like a wingback top.
Yeah.
Boom. And you sit in it, and you're comfy. You can just sleep there. But the point is, we took something old, spruced it up, made it new, and I believe make it look even better than the things you buy today.
And we're always talking about this, the throwaway culture of today, our consumable society that discards things so quickly. I love the idea of taking something that was well made, is comfortable, that has been a much loved part of your home, and rather than saying, you're too old, I'm dumping you, making a way of finding it new again. I wish more people would apply that to their husbands and wives as well, I have to say. But let me ask you, Brian, what would you say is the most challenging or exciting project you've ever worked on? Can you give us a couple of examples?
Okay, so this is going to sound a bit weird. So every day, but I must say, it's when an old, old sofa comes in and the client walks in and says, this is so old, it's so ugly, I really, really am embarrassed. And they walk out of there and it is, oh my word, look at it. The fabric choice, the seats were changed. So yes, to us it sounds really simple, but when you make little changes like that, it transforms something. For someone, every morning you've got to wake up and you've got to look at that sofa. We want you to love your sofa, not just like it. You've got to love your sofa because you've got to say, my choices were the correct choices. So yes, Pippa, it must be those very, very old sofas, old chairs, and we transform them. We do the wood. We change the legs. Like Michelle said, change the seating, change the back cushion, add some detail, and it is just, back to a personal piece again.
First question on the SMS line is about the merits of fabric versus leather. Firstly, you did say you do leather as well as upholstery. Yeah. Okay, leather is very much a matter of personal taste. Some people love it, some people absolutely loathe it. But compare the two for us. When is it a great idea to do a leather couch rather than a fabric one, besides personal taste?
Look, it is just down to personal taste. But I guess if you are in a high, if it really is a playroom where the kids are on it all the time and it's a high traffic area, leather probably is your best bet. You are going to have that couch for 20 odd years in the leather. Okay. And I think sometimes the more distressed it gets, the more beautiful it looks.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What if you're in the playroom with Enzo, the dog beneath me, who's going to jump up on that couch? People worry about scratching on leather. Is it quite easy to disguise, or do you just learn to love it?
No, you can. They're leather products that you can put on. You can look after leather fairly well, whereas I guess a fabric with pets does pull, does snag.
Angela, does Enzo sit on your couch at home? Of course he does.
He's got control of everything. But, leather, for example, one has to think about the characteristics. For example, so if you put a leather couch facing into the sun, it gets hot. You're going to get sticky, etc. And, yes, it's easier to clean and it's probably a lot more durable, but you know, in summer, you want to sit on something that's, you're going to be sweaty. So, you know, those are the type of decisions one has to look at. I mean, I found out the other day why some people, why some airlines used to use leather seats and why some don't. Simply because it's easier to clean than using a cloth fabric. And you know, over turbulence, etc. Can get
say
a
no
bit,
more. Say no more. Say no more. Okay, we've got our first caller on the line, Carl in Stellenbosch. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you. I've got two wingback chairs. My wife got a spare from a friend of hers that she was going to throw out. And my mother is 85 in a retirement village, and she did tapestries of Pinky and Blue Boy, and I never knew what to do with them. So when I reupholstered these chairs, we put Pinky and Blue Boy as the backrest in these chairs, and they stand in our bedroom, and they're absolutely beautiful, and I've got the tapestries from my mum.
So they're tapestries that your mother did that you have basically encompassed in the reupholstery
correct.
Of the chairs?
Correct, yes, they were lying in the old storeroom, and I took them out and used them as the backrest of the chairs, and then had them reupholstered.
What a wonderful story. Carl, thanks so much. And be safe on the roads, please. I hope that was a hands-free kit. But what a lovely way of taking something incredibly personal and preserving it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, I think it's you know, you're limited by your thought process, I suppose. I mean, I've seen people put, you know, have flags put on their chairs and on their ottomans and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, people do a lot of things.
Yeah. I wonder if there are any Tottenham Hotspurs fans recovering their chairs this week. Sorry, I had to say it.
You mean Barcelona fans.
Right. We've got a voice note and then a call from Lara, but the voice note, I think wanting to talk about motoring upholstery, if I'm not mistaken. Let's just take a listen.
Hi, do they do the upholstery, just on the upholstery, do they do cars as well? You know, I'm trying to find a place I can do my car seats. It is a fabric seat, it's fabric seats, but I'm looking to do leather. I want to do a leather upholstery.
Do you deal with motor upholstery at Ascot?
Unfortunately,
not.
We don't.
Okay, but you can want to add a suggestion.
Yes, there's a McCarthy Trimmers. That you can go to McCarthy Trimmers. They will do.
McCarthy Trimmers. And where are they to be found, Angela?
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah.
They're out in Maitland.
Yes,
they're in Maitland. Okay, thank you very much. So McCarthy Trimmers in Maitland would be your best stop. And I know you do get entire sort of removable seat covers if you need an interim fix. I don't know how desperate the situation is, but you can buy those relatively cheaply.
Yeah, they're like all over the place. You can buy
as an interim step until you find somebody who can do the proper job for you. Jenny and Ob saying, I've got a black leather lounge suite and I choose leather because I have four cats and they have too much fun. One chair has a seam that has come undone. Do you ever do home visits to do small repairs? The lounge suite would not easily be moved out. Bronwyn?
Yeah, sometimes you can. I must admit, in most cases, you can't. If it's just the cushion, if it's a removable cushion, yes. If it's not, we normally ask, send us an image of whatever it is that you need done, and we really do try to help. So we start off with an image, and we will get back to you immediately and tell you. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so now is a good time for us to share your contact details. Then how does Jenny get that image to you?
Our email address is info@ascotupholstery.co.za. Or she's welcome to give us a shout on 021-510-2171.
510-2171. Okay.
Yes.
Or info@ascotupholstery.co.za.
Yes.
Jenny, might be a good starting point. Let's go back to the lines to Lara in Plumstead. Lara, I think you want to share some advice on reupholstering in the family, I believe.
Yeah. No, I have inherited quite a lot of my mother and grandmother's old furniture, which I love, but it, you know, you look like you're a chair shop because you've got like 10 or 15 chairs. So I discovered I had four piano stools, and I've got a 16-year-old girl. I allowed them to each choose a piano stool, and we went to, in Constantia, there's a really nice fabric shop with the most unbelievable fabrics, and I let them choose whatever they wanted. I didn't get involved. I didn't choose. I didn't help. And then we had them reupholstered, and that's in their room, and that's the start of their appreciation of nice old furniture.
That's a wonderful thing to do as well. Mm. And Laura, I love the way you made them really drive the process and didn't dictate what they chose.
Yeah, I would have loved to have.
I'm sure you would have. Laura, yeah. Thanks very much. What a lovely suggestion of a way to get the whole family involved and choose something that for them is going to be personally meaningful. Lovely idea. How is this comment? I'm a WhatsApp saying, my parents have had the same lounge suite for almost 40 years. They had it recovered once about 20 years ago, and it still looks as good as new. That partly speaks to the quality of furniture, and I'm going to sound really old by saying they don't make it like they used to. But it also speaks to the good reupholstery job that was done 20 years ago. I mean, Michelle, longevity on a job like that, how long should you expect it to last?
That's not far off. I think that fabrics are still of good quality today if you choose the right thread count or upholstery weight of fabric. Yes, nothing short of 10 to 15 years.
Okay, really, that long?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good news indeed. However, there are steps we can take to make it last a little bit longer. So what advice on looking after the upholstery you've got? Bronwyn, you'd like to comment.
Okay, so pets, we all have pets and they get to sleep everywhere. So choose fabric wisely. Mm-hmm. And there are amazing fabrics on the market at the moment. There's something I'm not going to give a fabric house, but it's called FiberGuard. And it really is low maintenance. Cleans easily. It really is one of, and even if you have cats.
Okay.
You can use that fabric. Then there's also things like we've learned the other day, nanotechnology.
Tell us more, please.
Okay, so okay. We were gobsmacked to the point where the person who came in, the representative came in, he showed us a paper towel. And he treated it with nanotechnology, and he added water to it, and it didn't even penetrate the paper towel. So you can treat leather, you can treat fabric, you can treat anything.
Wood.
You can treat wood, and it will literally not soak up the water. You treated linen, and linen soaks up. It's a natural, it's natural fibers, and it just rolled off. So yes, treatment. So first of all, obviously, choice of fabric, and then how to preserve it. It's the treatment that you put on. And
I mean, is that widely available in South Africa as we speak?
Yes, it is.
How do you look for that? I mean, Angela, have you heard of this before?
Yeah, there's discussions in it in the paint industry as well.
So, oh, really?
Tenet nanotechnology. Yeah. So it's coming through. But you could always do what my granny did.
What did your granny do?
She used to clap me every time I was close to the couch because she knew I was going to jump on it. And my granny used to put a piece of plastic over the couch. So, and that was it.
What? Remember the anti-macassars that used to sit on the back? Does anybody still use those, Barbara?
Yes, yes. But now we do it differently. We make it look like it's part of the upholstery. You actually, your arm caps that used to be these loose things. Well, the way we do it at Ascot, it is so fitted over the arm that it looks like it's part of the upholstery. You'll never say it's a separate arm cap.
But it can be removed and washed.
It can still be removed and washed, yeah.
That is fantastic. Okay, so some things never change. They just change the way they look.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody asking, are you able to match existing material? I mean, that's a bit of a broad question, but you've got a large fabric library.
Yeah.
Is it easy, though, to match old to new to old? Because surely it's going to have faded to a degree.
Yeah, believe it or not, it actually is quite easy.
Really?
There is so much available on the market. Yes. I'd say 8 out of 10 times
we've
managed to get it right.
That's amazing. Okay. We are living the environmentally friendly lifestyle here. We were talking yesterday about the refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle and rot cycle. It really is part of the ethos of what you're all about, isn't it, Michelle?
Yes, absolutely. We were actually discussing as well, people have come to us with old curtains, tablecloths, anything. You really can reuse it. People come with their denims. We strip them up. We sew them together. Fun things for children's playrooms. Definitely reuse, recycle.
That sounds incredible.
I saw a denim handbag made out of cut-off jeans. That they were like, you know, the short jeans that they sewed it together and they used it as a handbag.
What a cute idea. Put a nice handle on it. Very, very, very cute idea. All right. I only need the cushions reconditioned, or somebody else, not the entire couch itself. How long would a job like that take?
Yes, absolutely. We do that all the time. Normally a 3 to 4 day turnaround time. It depends if we need to, what filling we're putting in. But yes, certainly no longer than that.
Okay. And the next question is also a very broad one that's going to depend on so many factors. But can you give us a costing for it to recover a two-seater couch from the lowest possible to the highest possible? Obviously, depending on the fabric you choose. But what sort of ballpark range are we talking?
Yes. You also, it depends on the fabric and, of course, the detail on the sofa.
Okay.
So let's say it could range anything from 3,200 up to 5,000 rand. It just depends on the detail.
Okay.
And what fabric is chosen.
That's still a lot less than buying a new couch, though, it isn't
is.
It?
Okay. It is.
So just to recap the contact details, you've been listening to the team from Ascot Upholstery, Michelle Tebbs and Bronwyn Palmer with us in studio. And if you'd like to reach out to them, info@ascotupholstery.co.za is the email address, or give them a call on 021-510-2171. I want to thank you both so much for joining us today and wish you all the best for the next 25 years and counting of Ascot Upholstery. Lovely to meet you both.
Thank you.
And a great find, Angelo. Thank you so much for an important topic.
I think it's a very important topic, yeah.
And we'll chat again in 2 weeks' time.
100%.
Thank